Well, folks, we all know the story. Four brave astronauts head up into space and come back forever changed. Fantastic Four.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my fantastic wife, Jo.
Oh, that's very nice. I thought you were going to call me your invisible woman.
No, because you're very visible.
Oh.
Hey,
Thank you. Are you trying to call me fat?
Well, I've ruined
it. I was just doing the wifey thing. I have to. Okay. I love you. Thank you.
Let me see if I can stretch out of this, Joe. Hey. Okay. It's before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. Instant thoughts before and after. Spoiler free. Unless we say otherwise, and we rarely do. So tonight we are seeing Fantastic Four. Did you know there's a subtitle, a subtext?
Fantastic Four Rebirth? Fantastic Four Rejuvenator? Fantastic Four Reanimator?
No. First Steps.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
Yeah, this is directed by Matt Shakman, who did WandaVision, the TV show WandaVision. He directed all the episodes.
All right.
Yeah, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but this is his first feature film.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, a lot of TV.
You got to start out somewhere, you know?
Oh, he's done a lot of TV shows.
No. I mean, you got to take your baby steps?
First steps.
First steps. First steps. Damn it. Almost had it.
You almost did it.
Almost nailed it.
Almost. If anybody hears a loud humming, I don't think it. Hopefully, it won't be. We just got a new air conditioner, and it sounds like a jet engine.
It's an Arctic blast just blazing us right in the face.
There's a hum. I don't think that's supposed to be a thing, but there is a hum in our air conditioner. And hopefully, you don't hear it. But if you do, you know what it is.
Well, he's obsessed with sounds, so I'm just telling our listeners, you're obsessed with sounds and you can hear shit that happens on Mars.
That's my Fantastic Four power.
Oh. Okay.
That's my mutant ability.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Nothing else?
I can just hear things. Not so well. I'm getting older. So this movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're finally bringing the Fantastic Four into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This may be a thing that people don't really care about or even realize should be a thing, but big comic book fans. I'm a comic book fan. I don't know if anybody knows that out there.
No.
Did you know?
Nope.
Okay.
Just found out.
Yeah. I figured that's what I'm telling you. As a comic book fan, these characters were my childhood. The Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the X-Men were like the characters. And
I think it was that way for every child from our generation.
Well, at least from my generation. Yeah. Fantastic Four was a very important thing to a lot of people, I think, growing up, which was funny because we never really got a lot of adaptations until the 90s.
Yeah.
We didn't have I don't remember there being big cartoons. I know that everybody else had a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But what's funny about this is that so many people now know the Avengers. When I was growing up, the Avengers separately were a bunch of characters that, they're okay. But together, they were something interesting. The Fantastic Four always, came first to me.
I always liked Thor.
Really?
I was a Thor person. You know this. I like Thor.
As in, you read a comic?
God of Thunder. Well, no, I was really an X-Men person. I was a Gambit and Rogue person, and I liked Storm.
And a lot of that came from the 90s cartoon. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, because Thor, no one says, I was a big Thor person when I was a kid.
I like Thor. I do. I like Thor in all the movies, except for the most recent ones.
The movies.
No, Thor in general. I like the whole idea.
The
concept of Thor.
Are you talking about like mythology, or are you just talking about the character?
Yeah, no, Thor, the character, the whole person of Thor. I like Thor.
Really? You're a big Wrecking Crew fan?
Oh, Jesus.
The Wrecking Crew? You remember he fought a bunch of people that use wrecking, construction site weapons?
Are you making fun of me? Carry on with this Fantastic Four stuff. Let's go.
Anyways, Fantastic Four was very important to me. And I think a lot of people, grew up, Jack Kirby was a big deal. And these days that name doesn't mean a lot to a lot of, you know, people who see these movies, these Marvel movies. But he is virtually the co-creator of everything that you love about Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stan Lee gets the credit. Jack Kirby was the big voice behind all of this stuff. You know, like, you know, Stan Lee was the guy in the front who was the great salesman. But people like Steve Ditko and stuff like that were really creating these amazing universes and characters. And something about the Fantastic Four was so, it was so adult while being so kid friendly, which is odd. There was so much science and just like, so much science, you know, science fiction. And I don't know, as a kid, this, I swear, I would sneak into my brother's room and steal his comics and read these comics and not understand half the words, but like teach myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why these characters are so special to me. But the problem is, how do you transfer this into a live action thing?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very hard. And what we've seen is it doesn't really go well. On one special occasion, and it was called the Pixar's Incredibles, is the only time where I think it's been really successful. It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I have a lot of feelings about some of this. Like, I like the whole, like, flashing back to, what was it, the 50s? Are they in the 50s?
That's a cool thing.
I like that.
They're going to do, was it early 60s or late 50s?
Okay, whatever it is. I like that time period, so I'm here for that.
Kind of ingenious move on their part.
Yeah, and I'm here for the casting. I like the cast of this. But otherwise, I feel like we don't need this movie. I just don't think we need this.
See, that's exactly what I think a lot of the people who love Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man type of stuff, I feel the same way as you.
It's just, I don't know. They've done it so many times. It was a TV movie, right? Then it was,
We did on our actual podcast was actually a movie that just never got released.
So, and then, you know, they tried it a couple of other times and it's just like, all right, I'm sick of this shit. Like, I don't think we need another one. It's like now because they got bigger names that they're going to, you know.
Well, I think these characters would have always been a part of it if it wasn't for the division of Fox and Disney, because Fox owned X-Men and the Fantastic Four, and they didn't have the rights to have those characters until not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're starting to finally fold in these characters. Deadpool had Wolverine, and, you know, and Wolverine kind of merged into the universe a little bit recently.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the Fantastic Four, and there's a lot of talk of mutants now. We mentioned Adamantium in the last movie, The Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miss Marvel show kind of said she was a mutant. So we're finally getting the Fox stuff that since the merger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these characters would have always been relevant and present if they had their way. And we already kind of had a multiverse reference where John Krasinski played him, Mr. Fantastic, in a almost, I it's very, it's really one of those movies where I completely forgot existed, was Doctor Strange 2.
Mm-hmm. Me too. So,
yeah. And it's probably better off that I forgot about that film a little bit, because they did a lot of these characters dirty. And it's very hard seeing John Krasinski's Mr. Fantastic get turned into spaghetti and then see him as like a hero, as Pedro Pascal, which I don't know if that's what they're going for. And I got to say this, I guess I should point this out to you. I feel like the trailers, I'm glad we've only seen two, and all the new ones we've really staying away from, trying to hide it. I don't want to know anything. But I feel like because of the Thunderbolts end credit sequence, I think, gave me everything I needed to know exactly what's going to happen in this film tonight. Do you feel the same way?
No, not really.
Okay.
I really don't. Like, I have no expectations on this, and I actually have no hopes for it either. Like, yeah. I really don't. Like, I'm going in just, like, numb. Like, all right. You know? And I do love comic book movies. I think that they're fun. But I think I'm just worn out. It's like coming out with another Star Wars right now. I would not be here for that. I'm sick of it all.
Okay.
You know? I think I just...
You're turned off.
I'm turned off, yeah. I'm turned off.
But if we see a Chucky movie preview, you're going to be like, hell yeah.
Be like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Give me Megan Point 380.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's 380? I don't know.
You just made that up, but yeah, I like it.
Look, I get that. I guess this is just like Superman, what we saw 2 weeks ago. I have this hope for the thing that I like to be on screen, but I'm now talked into the idea that maybe I should back my hopes up on things, because this movie in particular, I was like, there's no way they're going to make it work.
Well, you said that you're not getting hopeful anymore.
It's very hard for me.
Yeah, I don't have any hopes for this, because I'm just like, I feel like it's just going to fall into the same situation as the other ones. It's like, you're going to forget about it in a week and move on with your life. I mean, I like the cast. I like Pedro. Obviously, I'm here for Pedro and Joseph Quinn. But otherwise, I don't really give a shit.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you wanted my perfect honesty, there's my perfect honesty. I don't think we need this movie. I don't really give a shit at all.
Well, there you go. I mean, you're going to come out with a negative review.
No, I'm not going in with a bad attitude. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see a movie.
That was a pretty bad attitude right there.
I mean, I'm just saying I don't give a shit. But if I go in and something thrills me, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm thrilled.
I guess that is a good thing to go in with an attitude where, like, I really don't care, and maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, maybe something will hit me and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, but now I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm falling, because I'm mostly just going in hopes of seeing what have I already seen, which is a lot of love to Jack Kirby and this original comic.
Good, because he deserves the love, because he's really always gotten the short end of the stick. Yeah. And I'm not saying anything bad about our beloved Stan, but he should have given a lot more credit to Jack Kirby.
Yeah,
he really should have.
I mean, Jack Kirby, I just... Just watching this movie, it seems like they're trying to replicate his art, which is very hard. A lot of detail and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff for when it was created, which is amazing. And I feel like by making this movie take place in the setting that they are, it really opens that idea that we can have these characters in the past. So when they cross over, we're going to have our Captain America situation where they have to learn how to update. Which is kind of interesting, and I think could work for these characters, because they in naturally feel a little cheesy. Even the Incredibles made the world or universe feel like nostalgia, instead of being new age.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I feel one thing that I'm kind of hoping for that I know I'm not going to get, so I'm trying not to be disappointed in advance, is the fact that because they're time jumping in this, I'm hoping to see Peggy Carter, but I don't think I will.
Oh. There is no time. I don't think there's time jumping in.
Well, there's time, but I mean,
no, we're taking place in a multiverse.
Oh,
you think that this is a universe where Peggy Carter is?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No.
So,
no.
I know. That's why I'm trying not to, because
this is an alternate universe.
I always want to see Haley, so I'm trying not to get excited about that, even though I'm just making it up in my head right now.
They could make references to other heroes existing in the timeline. I'm mostly wondering, will we get a reference of Robert Downey Jr.?
Of course we will.
I don't know about that.
Yes, we will. 100%. 100%. He's going to show up in the end of the credits, and everyone's going to be like, hey, yay! And they're going to cheer like a bunch of dildos, and everything's going to be like, you know, everyone in the theater is going to be like, wee, okay. Robert Downey Jr.
We to tell everybody, I think we might have said this on our Thunderbolts episode, but someone in the theater friggin' screamed at the Easter egg ending.
Yeah.
And we just were almost embarrassed.
No, get a hold of yourself, kid. You know, yeah, this is going to be that situation. Watch, and I'll tell you the truth. I am going to laugh my freaking head off if I am right about this. He's going to show up at the closing credits scene, like they do the little mid-credits and all that crap. He's going to show up, and everyone's going to be cheering like a bunch of fools. Watch.
I think you're right, and I'm not here for it. I'm not exactly stoked that he's coming back. I love him as an actor. I think it does the character a disservice. But we'll talk about that later.
For Christ's sake, he's Iron Man. He don't need to be Dr. Doom on top of it all.
I know. It's Come really on. Ridiculous. But can I point this out real fast? Did you know John Malkovich was in this film?
No.
Yeah. He's playing a villain.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that.
All right. Well, I'm here for Malkovich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mole Man. All right. Let's go see this movie.
Are you the protectors of this world?
Yes, we are.
Your planet is now marked for death.
It's my fault. I stretched the bounds of space. And they heard.
Are we safe?
I don't know.
There's not enough time.
I'm not giving up. We will face this together. We will fight it together. As a family. Has to be us.
We will protect you.
Okay, so we're back, and Joe has some thoughts. Go for it, Joe.
I have some thoughts?
Yeah, you have some thoughts.
Well, I didn't... Okay, I wasn't head over heels in love with this film. I found it a little bit on the... I want to say it wasn't what I expected, even though I didn't have any expectations. I know it doesn't make any sense, but I don't really appreciate the plot. I feel like the way they jumped in was, it was good because, you know, again, like just like Superman, we didn't need that whole backstory. So I'm happy we didn't get all that whole, you know, the beginning and all that crap of like how they became this way and all that. They kind of just jumped right in. But on the other hand, I feel like it was very forced and very rushed. And the plot was kind of weak, in my opinion.
Okay.
Although I did think, I think that everybody did a great job in this. I feel like the plot was weak.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I am the opposite. I absolutely love this film. I'm completely shocked about how much I enjoyed this movie.
I'm shocked how much you enjoyed it, too.
I thought that for the first time, personally, for a long time, I feel like I was watching an actual superhero film.
Okay, I can get that. I do see that.
I feel like they kind of nailed the idea of heroes in the world and how people can actually look up to them. This is pretty much what I was hoping for with Superman a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
where people felt... Like, I think Superman did do some of those moments, and they did it when they did it. It was good, but I feel like it couldn't balance it. Like the people either hated Superman or they liked him. Here, I felt the complete opposite, where I was like, we're dealing with what it would be like, and the tone and the time period and how they embraced and they showed it through media. I thought was very, very well done. I love that we didn't have to see it. We kind of get news reports of it, and we're getting the whole plot line of what's going on, and we're thrusting into these characters' lives. Superman tried to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in Superman, I feel like we're supposed to be building Superman's world, And I don't think it did that.
No, I don't think so either.
I think it's like, this is James Gunn's universe building. Mm-hmm. It's not a superhero, Superman film. It's more of like, you know, it was just like, here's the DC universe. And I didn't feel like that was nailing what it was doing. Here, no, this is a Fantastic Four movie. They want you to know these characters. You're thrusted into their lives. You get little bits of each character. You get to know them very quickly. You know their motivations. You know their, like, how they are, who they are, very quickly.
They had a great dynamic, the four of them. Yeah. They really did.
I think the casting on them was great.
I think the casting was spot on.
It really, really works. Everybody does exactly. I was worried about Pedro Pascal being a little too charismatic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where I felt like, because that's not Reed Richards. He's a nerd.
And he was a nerd in this.
He nailed it.
He did a good job.
He's doing so much calculations in his face. Like, there's scenes where you see him thinking.
Yeah.
And you feel it. And then, you know, sure, there's moments where, like, Vanessa Kirby's reactions to him might be a little too overboard in moments, and there might be a little too much going on too quick. What I loved about this movie was subtle. And it was more of a family dynamic movie. And then it was like a secondary superhero film.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really enjoyed that. Like, they always call them the Marvel's first family and stuff like that in the comics, you know, like, they're very well known as being that. And that tone is in the movie.
It is in the movie. You can feel it. It was a great dynamic. I can't say enough about the four of them. Their chemistry, you know, being together on screen, you feel like they are a family. You feel like they do love each other and they care very much about people in general. And it did give the superhero feel. And I have to mull it over a little bit. Like, I just walked out. But I have to think about the plot a little more. It's a little weak for me. I wasn't jumping out of my seat with excitement. I did laugh a lot. There's like some cute moments in there, but I just have to think more about how I feel about the plot. I'm not really solid on this right now.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people saying about Superman. I hate to compare the two, but it was like inevitable. They're coming out at the same time, and they're both trying to do similar tones.
Yeah,
and I've heard a lot of people say this is a comic book film. You know, with Superman, they were like, it feels like I was reading a comic. And I was like, what comic are you reading?
Yeah.
And here, I was like, this actually felt like a comic.
Yeah, and in that movie, in Superman, it just seemed like it just wasn't a Superman film. It's like, I didn't really get Superman vibes from Superman a lot of the time. It was weird.
I feel like with Superman, you have the director's personality all over it.
Yes.
You know? And that creator. It's like when you watch a Tarantino movie, you go, oh, I know that's Tarantino.
Of course.
Here, I just felt, here's the universe, here's the world building, this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know everything, get to know everybody, and then follow this family drama. And it's like, yes, does it like nail the family drama? No, because it's got a lot to do.
It does, and that's where I think like the plot is a little oversaturated, because they could have spent more time on such things. I mean, just no secret that she's in, you know, Julia Garner, her character. We got a snippet, but I needed more. I wanted more, you know?
I think they did it well.
I think they... I think they did it well, too, but I just feel like I just needed more. It could have been a little bit longer, this movie, but I really appreciate the superhero feeling of this. This is definitely a superhero film, and you can feel it 100%. And I love how everyone like banded together. You know, that's what I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel that, you know, kind of heartfelt like camaraderie. I love that. But I got to think about this plot, because I don't know. I just feel like something is missing in there.
I can understand that. I can also understand why so many people might not like this film. Like, one of the big things I was saying was, you know, when I was sitting there thinking about the movie, I was like, it's not much of an action movie. It's not much of what people think the traditional superhero movie is. It's not all of that. You know, it's not this, it's more of like No, they're trying. They're actually doing science. Mm-hmm. They're actually trying to get things done and figure them out. And they're trying to, there's scenes of them trying to get the world to help them or a supervillain. They're like getting like one of their random supervillains is like, you know, we have to work together. There's moments of that where it's like diplomacy mm-hmm. and just like what makes a superhero a superhero. Like they're good people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy crap. I haven't seen this in a long time. You know, you have so much moral gray in every character now in these days. And, you know, where Captain America is fighting Iron Man over Bucky. And it's like, in this world, in the Fantastic Four movies world, that wouldn't happen. They would actually have a conversation.
Yeah, they would.
Mm-hmm. But the moral gray area is like, no, we have to have our characters fight because that's what people want.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, I know it might be corny and cliche, but I'm looking for characters who actually, you know, try to speak to each other, to be good people, to win. Mm-hmm. Like talking people down, saving people. I'm looking for that. I'm not always looking for everybody's morally gray. Everybody has to, oh, should I kill or should I not? No, how about you just like save people? And like, that should be the conversation. Maybe can we work together? Mm-hmm. And this movie is doing that so much that I just respected it. There, one of the characters in the movie, I think it's in the trailer, so it's not a big deal to talk about, but you know, Reed Richards, Peter Pascal, Mr. Fantastic, it goes in front of and does a press conference, and he basically tells, he's just so honest that he could hold this information back. He doesn't have to tell these people of what is actually happening. And there was no good outcome of him telling them.
Right.
But he is so, he doesn't think like that. You know, he thinks like, oh, I have to say everything that's happening in my mind.
He tells the people the truth, and that's, it's, you know, admirable. And it's a
backlash, but it's admirable. He didn't have to do that. And I was like, damn, what an interesting idea mm-hmm. to have our heroes actually just be like, no, this is the deal. And have Vanessa Kirby multiple speeches and conversations in this movie where it was like, I'm putting my foot down. I'm a leader.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I respect this so much.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, you were talking about, you know, not, you were saying there was a lot of stuff going on, but also not like exciting. I would say that in the middle here, you know, the characters leave to space to go investigate Galactus. And I thought it looked incredible.
I will say that those scenes looked absolutely gorgeous, yes.
I think Galactus in himself is awesome. Like, I was like, this is kaiju stuff from my childhood. They almost played an almost theme of Godzilla when he comes out of the water.
And I was did not.
Yeah, it was like, it's a, like the notes of Godzilla when he comes out of the water.
I think you were looking for it.
I think it was very close. If they didn't do that intentionally, I'm shocked. That's how I felt. And oh man, did I think that was cool. The black hole thing with Silver Surfer and them was awesome. Like, I was like, there's some cool stuff going on here. And then her, I don't know if Herbie is a practical effect. I don't know how, you know, maybe it's probably all digital, but man, it looked cool. Like,
I think he was digital.
I love when you can have a character that doesn't speak and still be very, like, endearing.
He still has a personality.
And he's so great in every shot and scene.
It's really cute. It's really cute.
And, like, you just get their world, and you're like, I'm on board with this world. Like, that's how I felt during this movie. And you were complaining about the Silver Surfer. So so here's my thing. When this was first announced, I was a little worried about the casting, but not because of some kind of, gender swap conversation. It was more about why would they do it? Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, well, are they doing it to play to some kind of conversation? Political conversation. Are they trying to step out? And I was like, okay, well, it's an alternate universe. That's interesting, but I'm hoping they will make it work. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very surprised that I thought it did work really well, and I know exactly why they changed it, and it wasn't for some other reason. It was so another character could connect. And I was like, you know what? That's pretty impressive. I actually respect the way that they're doing this. And it also gives this other character a plot, what he's doing, what his motivation is. And sure, it's rushed because the movie does jump forward months and months and months constantly without telling you. You just got to figure it out on your own. I can see how that could be bothersome.
It's bothersome to me, yes. It was a little rushed. It was a little rushed. And then...
How would they do it otherwise?
I mean, then the final impact was, like, really rushed. I mean, for me, anyway. I felt like, okay, well, that's a thing. It's over now. It was just weird. It was just too rushed to, you know, for something that should have been super-duper epic. I don't feel the epicness of that, of the end. You know, I wanted to feel like, whoa, holy shit. But I didn't. I really didn't.
Oh, all right. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little changes. I enjoyed some of the ideas they came up with and how they pushed it forward and made certain characters look a little more powerful while they're all trying to work together while making sure people are safe. And I there was so much there. I was like, I appreciate this movie way more than I ever thought I could. I will say the weak sauce is the end credits.
Yeah.
None of it. I laughed at that. We always know now that these end credits are happening. The mid credits are the one that's important. The end credits are just a little gag. And that's what this one is.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I need to correct you on something just so our listeners can understand.
My joke about John Malkovich being in this movie.
There's no John Malkovich in this movie.
Yeah, John Malkovich is in this movie. Who was, though, is the actor from The Witch. Playing Galactus.
Yeah.
Which, very smart, clever, that voice.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, is this Tony Todd before he passed
away? Oh, wow. At first, I thought it was Andy Serkis.
Oh, wow. He had such a deep voice. And then I was like, who else has that voice? And then when I found out it was the actor from The Witch, I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. He has that incredibly gravelly voice.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that choice. But yeah, John Malkovich isn't in it. Instead, it is the actor who plays Stingray in the Cobra Kai show playing Mole Man.
I mean, he doesn't have a lot to do.
No, I just, hey, the fact that he's even in there is made me laugh. Like, it's just the fact that they're even referencing. And again, I was talking about Jack Kirby. They went out of their way to, like, pay so much respect to him in this movie. There were so many references to him. Even the end credits has a great quote of his.
I was very happy with this.
Yeah, there's a shot in during a they're flying around the city, and we get to see it through an artist's window, and it's obviously Jack Kirby and Stan Lee as kids, like teenagers, drawing.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I just need a day to mull this over. I don't really want to give it any kind of score because I need a day, but I will give it a score if I have to give it a score right now. I wasn't absolutely in love with it, but I did like it. So I really did have a good time. I didn't hate any aspect of this. I just wish that the plot was just a little bit different and less forced and less rushed. So I'll give it a 7.
I know, and it's as insane as it is. I want to give it an 8. I know that's just crazy.
Give yourself a day and then tell me if you feel the same.
I'm sure on second viewing I'll see the holes, but when I was sitting there, I was like, I almost leaned over twice to you and said, "This movie's awesome." I just could not believe like how much I was enjoying the complete like a tribute to comic book characters and of all the Marvel movies I've seen, they've all like, you know, played their own way, and this movie did too. You know, they kind of like took liberties and stuff, and you're gonna have to take liberties, but this one felt like an actual interpretation of the original comics to me.
Okay, well, that's good. So you're gonna go with what, a 7 as well?
I was going on 8.
Okay, you're going with an 8. Okay.
I'm sure it'll go down.
Okay.
I'm shocked to say this because I'm a huge DC Comics fan. I'd like this better than Superman.
Well, I hate to tell you, but Marvel movies are much better than DC movies.
All right, back off.
Sorry,
calm down now.
Anyway, on that note, I'm going to go with 7, you're going with 8.
Is that how you're ending it?
That's how we're ending
it. Oh, you started a fight and then you have to turn it off?
No, we're not fighting. I'm just saying, it's truth. You know it to be true. Search your heart, you know it to be true.
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Stop it. Okay.
I might be overly loving this movie. I might be giving it too high of a score, but I don't know what it is about this movie. It just clicked with me nonstop.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're happy. I didn't love it when I came out. Okay. So I'll have to think about it still. All right. On that note,
you know what? I guess I, before I say bye, I will say this about myself. What we definitely know about me in scoring, I either go two ways. So something disappoints me until I get very pissed off and I go lower and lower, mm-hmm. or something just shockingly entertains me till I get higher and higher with my score. Okay. And I think that's where we're going right now. Is what happened to me.
Whatever makes you happy, okay?
All right. All right. Until next time, everybody. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Invitation, sir.
I should be on that list.
Name?
Stanley.
Yeah, nice try, buddy.
No, really. I'm Stanley. Yeah.